Hey guys, welcome to Sled Talk. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I would like to take a second of your time and introduce this season's title sponsor is Bikeman Performance. So they've decided to jump on board and help push the podcast. And if you're unaware, Bikeman is the elite level when it comes to aftermarket performance parts on your sled. So be sure to check out their site, link in the description. And without further ado, let's jump into the show. Sled Talk listeners, welcome back. Appreciate you guys tuning in again, regardless of what platform you're on. Appreciate you guys being here. We are doing another episode with Q&A. So Jeff is popping off with a handful of questions from Instagram followers. So we'll jump right into it. I actually just received one 13 minutes ago because it's up. So let's start with that one, Jeff. Right on top.
This one's from Carbon Pursuit.
Hell yeah.
Which companies do you see leading the aftermarket parts industry over the next 3 years?
Well, you, Carbon Pursuit. Straight out of the gate. You boys are doing some pretty cool carbon fiber stuff. Seen you guys pop up on a lot of followers on Instagram and such. Custom carbon parts. And I've talked directly with them too. They've reached out to me in regards to my thoughts on different parts, and pieces and stuff, just because with the podcast, talking to, you know, a large variety of different riders and people. And so we've kind of been a little bit, back and forth in some conversation. I am going to increase my conversation with them, leading up to this next season's build. So, Carbon Pursuit, they're already pretty big, but I definitely think that they're going to continue to grow immensely, would be Ice Age out of, Bozeman, Montana. Potentially Sledson.
Besides that,
boy, this one might be
aftermarket. What was the question again? Aftermarket parts.
Which companies do you see leading the aftermarket parts industry over the next 3 years?
It's kind of hard because a lot of them specialize in certain things.
Yeah,
it's not like everyone does everything.
Yeah.
You can kind of have
You got performance or, you know, safety and protection, like Backwoods, Bumpers, performance, Bikeman, Boondocker, Vogue, SLP. Aftermarket parts. Let's see. So Ice Age, Carbon Pursuit. I'm trying to think of some maybe smaller named that are working on some pretty interesting concepts. I know, isn't, Warren Gage and those 907 film boys, they're working on some 3D printing stuff. I know. I don't know what their goals or plans are, or where they intend to take that. It'll be interesting to kind of see, I don't know, if you guys know a little bit more about this, reach out to me or comment below, but you know, skins, they've I don't know, my stock of knowledge around this is super limited. I don't know really the details, but you know, they were making a ton of stuff, and I think COVID affected them quite a bit, I believe. And I remember seeing a post on Facebook that they put out themselves about changing, you know, pulling way back. At one point I thought the company was maybe shutting down or what, I don't know, but I know things have changed over there. Again, I do not know exactly what, but I think they've slowed up on some stuff, so it'll be interesting, because they were pretty dominant. I mean, they were a killer company and made a lot of parts and stuff, and still do from what have been seeing so far, but it'll be interesting to see who's kind of maybe going to pick up some of the slack of those changes. I don't know. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head with different stuff. That's probably what I would say. Okay.
I can't answer that one.
That's fine. That's okay.
This is from Emmett Hillman? I don't know. How'd you say that? Heilman?
Emmett Heilman? Heilman? Yeah, probably.
God, I'm bad at... You asked the wrong person to do this. Slaughtering everyone's name. What would another sled OEM have to do to get you to jump ship?
To leave Polaris and go to Lynx or Skidoo or Articat?
He's too far gone, I think.
Me?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything anyone would do. You're just... It's like me and my football team.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless Polaris really starts putting out shit or something.
Yeah.
That'd be probably the only... probably be what could Polaris do to make you jump shit versus like what...
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. I mean, I don't know. I haven't spent much time on other sleds. I've spent a little bit on Articat and Skidoo. I didn't care for them, but I also didn't spend more than an hour on them. So I just am super comfortable on a Polaris. And another factor, too, is I like to build mod sleds. And so I already know a lot about Polaris and a lot of how to do that. And I've already set up with all the tools necessary for a Polaris. I just think they look the best. I think they handle the best. It's just a preference thing. I mean, Polaris to me is, what my GMC is to me also. So
yeah.
I don't ever want to leave a GMC unless they totally just crap out.
Well, it's also like me with camera stuff. Like I don't really.
Yeah, it's like you going to a Nikon.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to switch to something after I've invested all this money in Canon lenses. You know, I'll use a camera that's not Canon as long as it's got the Canon mount for the lenses, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you're already like
that one, right?
Yeah, like the Blackmagic. It's like you're already familiar with Polaris and how to work on them and things like that. And sounds like some of your stuff will be interchangeable from your current sled to your next one. So it's like that's another reason that's hard to switch, I'd think.
Yeah, it'd be really difficult. I'll say this. Polaris would totally just have to shit the bed for me to leave.
Yeah. What would Polaris do wrong?
And I mean totally shit the bed, right? Like, you've got people that, Polaris was behind on snow checks and people jumped ship and went to Skidoo.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's not going to make me leave Polaris.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking crap about anybody that did, like, to each their own. But for me, like, it would take a lot more than just not getting a snow check to leave Polaris.
Yeah. I mean,
I like the sleds.
You'd have to be themselves. In a scenario where you didn't have a sled and you snow checked and it wasn't coming in. So you're like, I'll just go buy something else.
Yeah. Which I mean,
or buy last year's model.
That was the case for a lot of people, right? Like, because you could look at it this way, like, I'm about to sell my sled, right? And hopefully snow check one or two more.
Yeah.
And if those don't come in and I don't have a sled at all, then it's like, well, crap. But I don't know. I'd have to be in that trench to speak on it because, like I've said in the previous podcast, even if I'm not actually riding, I'm still so consumed by sled send in the business aspect, right? Like, so I'm still, maybe I'm not necessarily on the snow, but I'm still really, really involved in the industry. So.
All right. Next question. Our boy Snow Derby.
Travis, my guy.
Says, had a deep day today, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
And ran out of fuel way too early. How much extra fuel are you packing?
Yeah.
You never pack extra fuel. You actually have an aftermarket tank that has less fuel.
Yep. Yes, I'm running the Skins lightweight tank, so in the low seat and stuff. So it's only I think it's only like 9.5 gallons. So I think it's like a gallon less than stock. I've never packed gas with me. I did, however, if I was going to pack gas, this is how I would do it, is because I bought these for Revel Soak thinking that I might need them. I ended up not. The brand is called Giant Loop, and it's like these canvas dry bags that are really sick. You can get them on Amazon, but I will say this, they are not cheap. They make them in a 1 gallon, a 2 gallon, a 3 gallon, and a 5 gallon. And a 1 gallon bag is like $115.
Damn.
And I bought two of them just in case. They're not cheap, but they're really sick. They're really sick. Like a really heavy duty canvas, waterproof or leak proof, gas bags. They're pretty sick. That's how I would go about carrying my gas.
How deep is your deepest day?
Who asked that?
I just added it
you?
In. Yeah.
How deep is my...
It's probably in December last year, maybe.
Dude, yes. That was my deepest day. That was...
4 feet?
All of 4 feet of fresh bottomless powder. That was a deep day, dude. That was probably hands down the deepest day, for sure.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Just want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We got RSI. So whether you need handlebars or grips, seat covers, controls, etc., doesn't matter. Use Sledson 2023 at checkout for 15% off your next order.
Have you ever been with anyone that's ran out of fuel?
Not completely ran out, but pretty low and had to steal some. Yes.
Steal some, huh?
Well, steal some from another.
You siphoned out of someone's sled at a snow park or what?
Well, just...
No. If you're watching this, it was him.
No, I've never.
I saw... You follow Axel Hodges, right?
On Dirt Send, I do, yeah.
Well, I don't care what account you follow him on.
I just not on that account very often, so I don't see all of his stuff.
Someone siphoned all of the diesel out of his truck.
Really?
Yeah, and he was at the... It was the second time it's happened, and he said in like a couple weeks or something.
Do you think it was buttery?
That's funny. No, I don't think he's up. I don't know. But he was filling it up, and it was $175 to fill his truck up.
Yeah. Ouch.
In California, obviously. Hayden Luthy asks, best mod you can do on an Axis? Or best... Did somebody ask best mod already, right?
Toby asked the most underrated on the previous episode.
I mean, I just answer this as what's the best mod in general. I already know what I would say. Actually, no. It's the finger throttle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, you were hooked on that thing.
That was the shit. Yeah, Jose. Shout out to Jose.
I think I've said this before, and it's so typical probably, but I can just because shedding that weight so much that fast. But an Axis specifically, I don't know. I'd say one of my favorites is the Helium Hood. Yeah. Just one, it looks sick, and then storage galore.
Yeah, the storage is cool. All right, you ready for the next one?
I am.
All right.
Hit me. Yeah, because I got 3 minutes left.
Idaho Sledder asks, mentality while riding, what should you be thinking about? My mentality is just the whole time, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Watch out for that tree.
My mentality is maintaining confidence and figuring out how to challenge myself and increase confidence.
Yeah.
So small wins, whether it's a type of terrain or a trick or whatever.
It's definitely small wins for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just focus on small wins and keeping positivity. Even when you are having a shit day and getting stuck a bunch or whatever, like that can really suck your confidence out. So trying to counteract that and remain positive and keep focusing on moving forward.
His next question is, I like this one. Favorite part of hosting the podcast for you guys?
Meeting people.
Yeah, for sure.
Meeting people and shaking hands. Just because it's just, you already have so much in common with these people. for having such a love and passion for snowmobiling. So you guys can, you know, we can already connect and get along on that front. And then it's just cool to shake hands and get more friends and yeah, more for opportunities.
Sure. Gosh, these names. We're going to go through these quick. It's the top one. How would you say that?
Luke Doncesis 1.
Luke Doncesis 1 asks, what are your opinions on what Arctic Cat is doing? New chassis looking mean. 880cc? Question mark.
Yeah, I think the Catalyst platform is is super sick. I saw it there at Heydays. And then obviously seeing videos, Kyle Husis and the Black Cat Boys and stuff playing on them. I think they're sick. I'm really, really excited because a lot of people, myself included, jokingly, have dogged Arctic Cat quite a bit over the last few years. And I said this to somebody, I think it was Tom, maybe, diehard Arctic Cat guy, that I think Arctic Cat's going to start making some really, really big changes. And a lot of people that talked major shit might end up putting their foot in their mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes. I mean, yeah, it's only a 600, but I'm sure that they have a lot in store. I think they're dope.
We're going to do a little rapid fire. Okay. Get through these last few. Mr. Full Send, why doesn't everyone own a 9R or a 146? Shit'll change your life.
I mean, we can't all be Maverick Walker, but we can certainly try. Looks like a lot of fun. I plan on getting a 146. Yeah. I think more people should just to try them out.
Okay. We'll do one more of Idaho Slitters, and then there's one other one.
Yeah. I like literally have to go.
What to look for in a dealership? Some dealers will take care of customers.
Dude, I've been seeing a lot of issues in different Facebook groups and stuff. People saying horrible experiences with their dealers and stuff, and that's really unfortunate. I can't speak to that because Justin at Morrow County Grain Growers has done nothing but done right by me. I mean, he had to go back to the office at 8:30 at night on a Friday for me, and would do it again tomorrow if I needed it. So I mean, yeah, that sucks. If you have a shitty dealer, I would confront them about it respectfully and politely so that hopefully they can take the advice and get better, and then go elsewhere.
S. Sansbury asks, what's the pre-ride playlist like?
That's Shay. A lot of Dolph, especially when we pull up into the trailer park, into the snow park, is banging a lot of young Dolph.
Likes The Weeknd, though.
Not for getting hyped up to go snowmobiling.
You listen to The Weeknd all the time.
Not as much as I used to, but my playlist is kind of all over the place. It's got some Bones in there. It's got some Dolph. It's got some Tech N9ne.
His playlist is either dark.
Yeah.
Or it's baby making music. He's got like two polar opposite.
Not for snowmobiling. The baby making shit's not in the snowmobiling playlist.
There's been times I've hopped in the truck and
okay. One song by The Weeknd is in there, I guess. But that's not necessarily baby making. Song isn't.
My question is, what are your guys' pre-ride playlists? Playlists like.
Oh, that's a good sled talk question.
Yeah, what are you guys banging on the way up?
Give us like.
Let us know.
Like the top three.
Their favorite artist or whatever.
Okay.
Or a song. I don't know.
Yeah. Your favorite song, top three favorite songs, favorite artist, who you guys bumping on the way.
None of that baby making shit.
On the way. On the way to
Don't
to
say The Weeknd.
Well, hey, maybe it's the podcast for them. Maybe that's their maybe yeah. That's their jam.
All right, what's your question?
Oh, come on. Man.
Before you have to go to the bed.
My sled talk question is best tips and tricks and advice, for you listeners and viewers. What are the best tips, tricks, and advice that you guys want to give directly to Jeff on how to do a bow tie because he's attempting them tomorrow? Comment below best tips and tricks on doing a bow tie so that Jeff can read through those and progress his skill set. Perfect. Awesome. Sled Talk listeners, that wraps up this episode. Appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one. Living life with no regrets. I can't design her when I get dressed. Hey. Summertime on winter fresh. Fresh. I put her legs behind her head. Oof. Night night she gonna bed. Bye bye. Every day it's a new test. I just keep chasing these chicks. Living life with no regrets.